Hi folks, this is your Tracking Board Czar Mike. Here with a preview of the treasures you'll find at www.trackingboard.com for this June 2016. How have I been? Well, I'm taking a shower right now because I just got back from seeing Independence Day Resurgence. You see, I went to the IMAX theater and I knew something was wrong when I went inside and they handed me a poncho. It came in handy. I'll let that sentence hang right there. That one too. Anyway, so excited was the audience by the sheer sexual magnetism of Jeff Goldblum and Judd Hirsch that by the end of the screening, theater employees appeared with ladders and squeegees to wipe down the screen. I mean, no wonder they didn't show the film in advance for critics. I mean, some of those guys are old. They can't handle that, man. I mean, So anyway, after I got out of the screening, I kept the poncho, what can I say? And I signed it. Hush! In another news, Chubby Checker met M. Night Shyamalan, and they both had an argument about who invented the twist. I invented the twist last summer. So let's now dive like I dive into Maggie Smith into the spec sales of June 2016. First up, Recent Estate by Matthew Orton. Logline, a political thriller set 24 hours inside of 10 Downing Street, the official residence of the British Prime Minister. Spoiler alert, he resigns. Alternate titles include David Cameron's Day Out and London Has Fallen. Production companies are Black Bear Pictures, Silvertown Films, and Wild Gaze Films. Producers are Amanda Posey, Ben Stillman, Bennett McGee, and Finola Dwyer. Writer is repped by William Morris Endeavor and is managed by Grandview. Next up, we have Moonfall by Harold Closer, Roland Emmerich, and Spencer Cohen. Logline, when an asteroid hits the moon, an unlikely band of misfits must come together to travel to the moon and harness the alien technology left behind to stop it from colliding with the Earth. I am dumber for having read that sentence. No, I'm okay. That Trump is sure a nice fella. Brexit's a good idea. Let's make remake Birth of a Nation, yeah. What? Oh, I just blacked out. Neil deGrasse Tyson is not signed on as a technical advisor. Spencer Cohen is attached to direct. Producers are Harold Closer and Roland Emmerich. The project is set up at Universal. And the writers are represented by CAA, which does not stand for Cunnilingus Aeronautics Administration. Arsh! Next, we've got Roleplay by Alan Loeb. Logline, centers on a woman who is seduced by a man, but nothing is as it seems. Kind of like how I told my wife, I write Back to the Future / fiction only after we got married. She said, and I quote, Biffin Strickland? Gross! I then proceeded to explain to her the real reason why hoverboards don't work on water. Alan Loeb made last year's 2015 Blacklist with his script Collateral Beauty, which is currently being shot with Will Smith and Keira Knightley. He's also known for writing 24 and the Wall Street sequel, Money Never Sleeps. The production company is Scarlet Fire Entertainment. The studio is Good Universe. Producers are Alan Loeb, Aaron Westerman, Joe Drake, and Nathan Kahane. The writer is managed by Anonymous Content and is rep by CAA. Lastly, we have Trigger Warning by John Brancato and Joss Olson. Logline, described as a female-driven hybrid of First Blood and John Wick, where a reluctant heroine reveals herself in a small town. You know, I revealed myself in a small town once. They said it was a good size. John Brancato is known for having co-written Terminators 3 and 4. I'm actually known for having seen them, and I'm sorry. Co-writer Josh Olson is best known for receiving a 2006 Academy Award nomination for his adapted screenplay for A History of Violence, about a reluctant hero who reveals himself in a small town. Who says lightning doesn't strike twice? Oh yeah, Huey Lewis, because he's a lying shit. Until next time, this is your Tracking Board Czar Mike reminding you that...
Jeff Goldblum loves you very much.
Hush!
You're